Eureka Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are here on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. for the entire 2022 season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and of course by V Pizza. And now joining us, the head coach of the region champion Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. All right, so marking up another little bit of hardware for the trophy case there. Do you get hardware for region champ or just the satisfaction of a job well done?
No, they give us a trophy as soon as they get it in. I drove up Monday to pick it up and it wasn't ready. So as soon as we get it, I'm going to have to build a shelf. We got all the region championship trophies on top of the filing cabinet, and it's we're full. So we got to get that and the state runner-up trophy and all that stuff. We got to get us a shelf built somewhere in an office or out in the open when you come into the foyer of the weight room. So got to get something put up there for all of it because we got five of them now. So
starting to get up there with the soccer team when it comes to hardware.
No, not that close yet, but we're working on it.
I was going to say they've got a couple of decades worth of head start on you. That's one of the things I knew what I was in for when I started doing this was that I knew what kind of a winning mentality Frederica as a school has because I went to school in the '80s, which is right when Frederica had 13 straight years of soccer men's championship, something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, they've got a lot of numbers up there under their name, so we're. We're still working on it. I think we've done a good job of getting where we're at, and we've created a really solid program. So we just continue to hopefully get better and better. And we got another chance here to go out and get a chance for another Final Four appearance here in the next little bit, and then hopefully in another week. So.
Okay, so of course, like they say, the memory is the second thing to go, and I can't remember what the first is. What did you tell me Sunday night? This is region championship number for you?
It's a region championship number five for us in 9 years in the AAA, in that region that we got put in. So in 9 years, we've won it five times. So that's pretty good. That's what I was told is the majority right now. So we are. So doing a pretty good job.
What do you think is the biggest common thread amongst all of those years that has led you to develop this kind of consistent winning attitude around here?
I think it's the buy-in with the kids and the way they go about it. We talk about a culture and having that culture and what we do. We are different down there where we're at. We're in the weight room consistently all the time. We're there in the summers when no one else is there. It's consistency, and we have a standard. We've set that standard of we feel like we can be a champion every year. We can win the region championship, if not, hopefully go play for state championships. And, I think it's that commitment with the kids. They understand it. They know that it's going to be tough. They know that what we do is going to be tough because I don't play an easy schedule. I don't go out and schedule a lot of teams that we know we can get wins. It's not an easy win. It's can we go out and get better? And our goal is to go out and get better during the season so that when it's region playoff, when you start playing the region games and getting those playoff games, we've already been there and done that. It's nothing that we haven't. The pressure doesn't get put on us. The pressure's on everybody else because we've done that before. So, I think that's what it is right now. It's just the consistency and the standard that we've set so far.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You talk about that expectation, about that standard. And part of that standard is not taking any opponent too lightly. Now, I'll be honest, after last week when we talked, I was concerned. You talked about how St. Andrews was an improved team. They got a new coach that wasn't quite as bad of an distraction from the team or the broadcasters. And then you come out and 42 points again and just an absolute shellacking for the region championship. And it's just amazing that you can make people around think, let's not take this too lightly, and then turn around and just absolutely shellack them.
Well, you know, you don't take anything lightly, because from where we started to where we're at, it's totally different. So for us, it's a workmanship attitude every day. We've changed a few things as time went on this year, and I think we've gotten better and better. We've figured out pieces to the puzzle in some areas. But you know, we're still out there in full pads last 2 days, and it's our off week and trying to get reps. So, you know, that mentality of what we're not going to change our mentality of we're going to be physical, we're going to play tough, we're going to play fast, we're going to get after it. And the other thing is, you know, I think way you talk about it is St. Andrews was a good team. I thought our kids just played flat out really good and got after it from the get go. We gave up 4 plays on defense that. If we take those 4 plays from their other 30 plays that they ran, they end up with 72 yards of offense. And, you know, I think our defense Friday night played up to its capability. I think we can do that week in, week out. We just got to go out and play fast, play physical. Offensively, I mean, we rolled up almost 500-something yards again of offense, and I think we're figuring it out. And we've done a really good job, and we're starting to execute, and we're also being very physical on the offensive side of the ball, where we beat on the team as the game goes on. And I think that's a big part of it. When you're physical on offense, it just kind of carries over to the defensive side too.
You mentioned 500 yards on offense, and let's say what it needs to be said. 400-plus of those yards came on the legs of Jordan Triplett. 6 touchdowns for the second time in his career. And I know him, and I think I've got a pretty good idea of what he would want me to talk about right now for this. How is it that his offensive line and his tight ends are able to open up the lanes for him to put up those god-awful, gaudy numbers?
That because they work. They go to work every day, and they just go.
They go. Did you just, what?
Not awful.
Not awful. Not awful numbers, just big, gaudy numbers. And you know what it is? Those kids go to work every day, and If you were to walk out there and you've seen them, you would think Jordan running for 400 yards, 300 yards, that our offensive line would average 6'4", 280 across the front. And that's not the case. Our guys just work extremely hard at getting better. And they know their strengths and weaknesses up front, and they do a good job. And I got to, you know, that offensive line has matured so much in the last 12 weeks of just, you know, we knew they were going to be young, and they just kept working, and they kept working. And now – they do a really good job. I'm just watching them today at practice, making calls, picking up blitzes. You know, Pops is up there yelling and screaming at everybody. Sam is, and he does a really good job with those guys, and they do an extremely excellent job for us getting it done on Friday night. And they beat people up, and that's what you got to do as an offensive lineman. You got to go out there with a chip on your shoulder and an attitude, and they do a really good job of it.
Remind me about that comment when we come back from this first break. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night. 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simons, and this segment is brought to you by V Pizza. and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which, of course, means it's time to talk about the health of the team. I know we had a run of flu running through the locker room leading up to the game last week. How has everybody gotten over that? How was the injury front? I didn't notice any obvious injuries during the game Friday night. How's the health of the team?
Really good. I think we've had all 26 people present and at work the last 2 days, so it's been really good, you know. The flu, I think it's run its course, hopefully, and everybody's feeling better, and I thought we had 2 good days of practice from it.
You talked about, right before the break, about the team playing with a chip on their shoulders. I went up to Hamp after the game and asked him, are you really playing angry, or does it just look like you're playing angry? Because from the booth, it just looked like he was playing because somebody had stolen his puppy. And I don't know what it was. Is the whole defensive team has been playing like this these last couple of weeks. They're playing with an attitude that you can tell that they've got their mind on something as a group.
They've been focused. You know, I think we heard enough about us not being able to execute. We couldn't finish the drill. We weren't making plays. And now, you know, they've got it. It's a priority. We're going to go out. We're going to play fast. We're going to be physical. We're going to get after it. And they're doing a really good job on defense. I mean, secondary to the linebackers down to the D-line. We have communicated really, really well the last 3 weeks. I thought Friday night, I know no one really notices this in the game, but we made a lot of in-game adjustments as the game was going on between plays. And these guys just, boom, took off to it. Like we went from running one defensive front to going into a defensive front and slanting and blitzing linebackers, and we hadn't practiced it all week. And they did a really good job of understanding what we were doing and how we were going about our business. And the back end, the secondary, did a great job of communicating and understanding who had who out of the backfield. And you could really tell it. They had the one big play that we really had the guy probably covered. I think Blake was trying to undercut it, pick it off, and it just went right over him, and the guy caught it. But, you know, you go out and do like they did Friday night. I thought the defense played hands down really good, and the offense just grounded out and beat them up, physically beat them up. And then that's the biggest thing is the offense making plays and the defense just getting them off the field.
I'm like, well, we're not hearing this. All right. So, you know, after wrapping it up Friday night, the committee met, seeded the playoffs for the GIAA playoffs coming up. And once again, the most dangerous sixth seed in the history of the GIAA is the Frederica Knights.
Yeah, we somehow end up being the sixth seed a lot. I don't know how that happens. I don't really complain. Puts us in an area I just felt like probably – I think going forward, we have to look at it, and the GIA is, if you win your region outright, then you probably don't need to be in the rankings. You should earn a playoff game at home. And I felt like our kids did exactly what we asked them to do, and they earned that right to be at home. But we got to go on the road, and we know how it works. You just got to go play, be hungry, and play with that chip on your shoulder, and you're going to go into a lot of unfriendly confines, and we've been into numerous ones this year, and I think our schedule has prepared us for where we're going, and hopefully where it'll take us in the end. You know, the goal is now, you're in the playoffs, is to win each game and get to that state championship and have an opportunity to go play under those bright lights at Mercer and get ready. So, you know, they answered the call when no one really thought we could answer the call at 1-5. We just rattled off 4 wins and won the region championship, and then Now we're 2 wins away from getting to go to Mercer and play for another one, and that would be if we get there, that's going to be our 3rd 1 in 5 years, which would be pretty awesome.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't even look at the final rankings, final standings for the other regions. Was Deerfield Windsor did they win their region?
They did not. They were second in their region. You know, but that region ended up being ranked 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Or, sorry, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So Brookwood won the region. Deerfield was 2nd. So they ended up 3rd. Valwood was 3rd. They were the 4th seed. And Terrell was the 4th in their region. They were the 5th seed. And we ended up being the 6th seed, and we were a number 1 in our region. So, hey, you know, I know there ain't nobody at GIA listening to the podcast, but, you know, to the winners goes the spoils is what I was always told. And I felt like we should be the 3 seed, and I think there's some other coaches out there felt like we earned the right to be the three seed because of where we're playing. And of course, my wife thought we should be the three seed too because she doesn't want to travel to Albany. But okay,
who wants to travel? Yeah, to
no
Albany,
one really.
Honestly,
so but
people from Albany don't want to travel to Albany.
So I feel like, you know, we're ready, and the kids will be ready to go by next Friday. I think they're probably ready to play now. But, you know, I think we'll be ready to go, and we're excited to be in it.
Now, we know we've talked about this in the past, about how this team is more focused on the here and now. They're aware of the past, but they're not necessarily in touch with the history of the team, of the school. I am. I know you are. And is there even just a little bit? Of hoping for that payback for 2016 when Deerfield Windsor came into our house under the Oaks at the Bloody Marsh and ended our playoffs in the first round?
You know, there's always that just because it's who we're playing. But it was 2016. These guys were seventh grade, maybe. Some of them were in the seventh grade if they were seniors. So. They wouldn't remember any of that, but you know, Hamp probably would. He was probably on the sidelines down there with Ben the ball boy. But you know, I think when you look at it, you know, I think that for us, it's really what can we do, you know, for the 2022 team. You know, that's the key, and our kids will go out there, and I really feel confident this month that they play hard, and you know. We do focus a little bit. We've learned a lot from our past and where we're at, where we've come from. And we're excited on where we're going right now. So we continue to work hard. The kids come to practice with some focus and intensity. And we had a bye week, and I thought we had two really good days back-to-back.
Now, last year's playoff run ended very unceremoniously because of the COVID outbreak. How much sense of wanting some payback for that is there from the squad?
You know, they felt slighted last year because we got shorted the game. We didn't get a chance to go out and play. So now, you know, it's an opportunity. It's right there in front of us. And as I usually say, there's ain't nothing but air and opportunity. Air's gone. So let's go out there and take care of it. I think our kids will come out and respond. They'll be ready to go, and they're excited to go play. I feel like a lot of them are already watching a ton of film. They'll probably watch a lot of film this weekend. I feel like they'll have a really good idea of what we got to go out and do and how we got to go out and execute. And if we can go do those things, we got a good chance.
All right. We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Marshland Credit Union and by Cunningham Jewelers. So, got the first round by, taking on Deerfield Windsor next Friday night in Albany. Walk us through what a playoff bye week looks like to you as opposed to regular season. Is there any big difference?
For us, Monday was just film. Usually on a Monday, we're film and practice and install, but Monday was just film. We watched film on us, correct what we felt like we needed to correct from the St. Andrews game, and then we watched film on Deerfield to get an idea of what they were doing, to see some of their wrinkles that they do on offense, what they're going to line up in defense, to get acquainted with those guys. And then Tuesday, very quick. We did some individual group work, and then we did perimeter with defense, and then it's team. We try to be very fast in a bye week, so we're not out there, you know, exhausting ourselves. And the kids are like, Coach, you know, we're off this week. So we go very fast. I thought last night and tonight, we were off the field about 5:45, 5:50. And usually our normal practice goes to about 6:30, 6:45. So we cut a few things out, but we're also in the playoffs. You know, we don't have to sit around and do a ton of extra things. We're trying to get out, you know, the guys pretty much have an idea. We talk about the defenses. We've run three different defenses this year, and they're really good at starting to understand what we're doing. So as soon as we worked base yesterday, and then we worked with Robert defense today, and they adjusted real well. So mixing it up, I thought the kids did a really good job.
Which was one of the things that I was actually thinking about was, you know, we know that you've done numerous times over the years, you talked about how the offense starts with just the basic package as it works through. You're bringing more different things into it. And I think that was probably ramped up a little bit this year with the arrival of the Urgenator.
Yeah.
But you're starting to, like you said, we're seeing it this year too with Coach Barnes and the defense.
Yeah.
So how many of the 11 starters are two-way starters? All of them?
Quite a few. We have quite a few that play both ways. We've tried to work as much where our offense and defensive lines aren't on the field all the time. So maybe four or five guys aren't flipping to both sides. But for the most part, we have a ton of them playing both ways.
So is that a challenge trying to get all of Coach Juergen's adjustments in, all of Coach Barnes' adjustments in at the same time?
No, we do a really good job. We get in there and meet on Sundays and decide kind of as we go along what we want to do and what we want to adjust. We get stuff on the board, and then we start to say down, what do we want? And our last thing we do before we leave and then go to the other radio show on Sunday night is, what's our practice schedule going to look like? How do we go into setting everything up? Who wants what times? How much time do we need? And we put it all together, and we type it up, and everybody kind of knows what we got, and then everybody gets their stuff ready to go, going in hours that we put in and film. Pretty crazy. I probably watched last week for St. Andrews, probably somewhere around 45 hours of film, where I just sat and watched film over and over and watched the games over and over again. I pretty much try to see if they do anything. No.
That's almost two straight days. How many days is that spread out over?
Yeah, I watch a ton of film. Saturdays are, I watch if Tennessee plays, which they did, and it wasn't worth watching, so I went.
Well, that's arguable at this point. I haven't said a word to you about this yet. I let my shirt do the talking.
And so I just go what really on Saturdays. Once I get everything loaded up, I start watching film, and it's usually 8, maybe 12 hours on a Saturday. And then Sunday, I watch it that morning before we go meet, actually. I usually watch about 2 hours at home before we go meet, and then we watch it for 6 hours in a meeting, and then we come and do another radio show. And then when I get done with the radio show, I get home at 9:30, and I watch it till about 1 in the morning. And
So what you're saying is that our Sunday night sit downs is nice, is a welcome respite from the pressures of.
Yes, it gives us really a 2 hour break. It's a break, and that's good for us. And then because honestly, if we didn't have that, we would just sit and watch film continuously, and I'd probably be, you know, stir crazy. But
Becky, can you confirm this?
It's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things where we study it, and we try to catch everything. I mean, I try to know everything they do, from personnel to who they run on the field, what they're going to run when they run certain people on the field. If a guy stands in a certain stance a certain way, if he's got his hands a certain way, we're going to look at every single thing.
What was that? There was something a couple of years ago that you said that somebody had picked out watching a film that if a person had their foot pointed a certain way, what was that? I'm trying to remember.
We played Bullock a couple of years ago, and it was if the kid's butt was down, he was not getting the ball. He was the pitch guy. If his hand was down, his butt was up, he was the dive guy. And we knew immediately what they were doing every single time because we had watched all this film, and he was 100% give it away every single time. So and those are some of the things that when you're watching film that you go through that you see those things. And I know a lot of people out there, they watch football, and they're like, oh, this and that. But we watch it for the details, and so that's why I sit at home on Saturdays and Sundays by myself and not go anywhere.
Just to look for those little things. Don't say, obviously don't say what it is if there is an is. But have you noticed anything about Deerfield Windsor yet?
Yes.
That makes me happy. Oh, that makes me happy to hear. All right, so just if a rank amateur were to watch, like me, as far as watching the film, what's the first thing that jumps out about this Deerfield Windsor team?
They're good on defense. They're really good on defense. They're very opportunistic. If the other team turns the ball over, they do a good job of cashing in on it. Offensively, they run really fast, and they're really good early on. They come out of the gun, and they play really, really good early. And then they kind of get into the flow of the game. It's one of those things they want to get on top early. So we have to go out. We have to be ready to play early, too, and not have any turnovers. So I feel like for us, you know, we just got to go out and do what we do. We got to be who we are, and I'm proud of what we've done. We know we've still got to. We can get two more wins. We got a chance to do something really special. But, you know, reflecting back on where we started this summer to where we're at now, and for us to even be sitting here talking about being region champs and having the opportunity to win, get two wins and play maybe for a state championship is pretty crazy. At one point when I was sitting in my office and we were 1-5 and I was just shaking my head at times. But, you know, these guys stuck to the process. They stuck to the plan. The coaches stayed on task. And they went out here and they've executed every week. They've done what we've asked them to do. And I feel like we got a good chance going in this game that if we do what we're supposed to do and we execute, we got a chance to be in the Final Four again for the sixth time in 10 years.
There you go. Real quick, as we wrap up in the last final seconds here, what is the one thing about this team that has changed the most since preseason?
They grew up. We started out really young and inexperienced. We got beat up on early because of our youth, and then they got tough, and they got older, and they got wiser, and they figured out how to play. That's what they did.
We get to watch them play not this Friday, but next Friday on the road over to Doherty County. Albany take on Deerfield Windsor. I don't even remember what their mascot is. This is the Knights. Oh, it's night on night action next Friday night in Albany. All right. So hit the road, join us over there for that. And thanks again for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the Coach Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. See y'all next Friday.